Welcome to Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast, your podcast dedicated to all things Animal Crossing. Episode 240 is brought to you by Amethyst Octopus and Samantha B, some of our amazing Patreon supporters. This episode is also possible thanks to our producers, Lindsay, For the Whim, Tab, Lazy Villager Megan Leslie, and Young Ol' Loose. This week, Nina and I are recording separately, but embarking on a journey together. We're going to be playing New Leaf again. Here is the episode to prep for that adventure. So to begin, hi everybody, sorry this episode is so late. I just sometimes have things come up and I can't get to it quite on time. Hopefully it's not too late compared to other episodes, but here we are. As I said, Nina and I are in different places right now, so we are recording separately. We just couldn't line up this time around. I'm sure Nina will explain it as well as we get to her portion, but I'll go ahead and kick off this whole thing by saying I've got some fun icebreakers for all of you and Nina when we eventually meet up again. Maybe this is one worth her listening to just so she can prep a little bit prior, but I want to know what you all would name your boat. You got a boat, doesn't matter how you got it or who you got it from or what, it doesn't matter. You just got a boat. And as is customary with boats, you have to name it. I really struggle with this, honestly. I don't know quite what I would name my boat. I mean, I feel like any time I run into these things, I default to, like, Haken. Maybe I'd call my first boat Haken. That's all I can say. I don't know. My boat's name is Haken. That's where I'm going to live for the rest of my days. Maybe one day I'll just start a town called Haken. Be mayor of Haken officially. Anyways, Nina, what kind of boat would you name your boat? Everybody listening, what would you name your boat? Let us know. I'm excited to hear. So, like I said, we are going to be talking today about starting New Leaf. A while back, I was like, you know, we're getting into the quiet point in Animal Crossing, the point where we're done seeing updates for New Horizons. Who knows how many years before we see any sort of news about the next Animal Crossing game, be it a spinoff or a mainline. I just don't know. I don't know when that's going to be. So I figured maybe it's time to start revisiting some of these older Animal Crossing games. I guess they're old now. New Leaf came out a long time ago. What was that? 2012 in Japan. 10 years later for New Leaf there. And then 2013 in other places outside of Japan. Took a long time for us to get that game. So I think this is a good time to get back into it. It's just over 10 years now. No, it's just under 10 years, I would say. Because the Japan release was, I don't remember, like November or something. I always have to relook these things up. As you can tell from Edwin's trivia the other day, I did. That went as well as it could. But yeah, so 10 years of Animal Crossing New Leaf. So what better time to revisit it than now? And honestly, this is a huge year for the first game too, population growing. It's been 20 years now since that game came out in the States. So last year was 20 years in Japan, this year is 20 years in the States, so 20 whole years of Animal Crossing. So yeah, let's go ahead and visit them. So let's talk about New Leaf a little bit. I played New Leaf from launch day to basically like a month before New Horizons came out. I stopped playing it about a month before, or maybe days before. I don't know. I'll have to look back at those videos too. But I played New Leaf a long time. Somehow, my time on New Horizons has far surpassed my New Leaf time as far as hours go. So that's something. But yeah, New Leaf was a special game. It came out while I was in college. It was a really good time for it to come out, I'd say, because there was a lot of Street Pass going on still at that point in the 3DS's lifespan. I was in a college town, so lots of people carrying their 3DS's around. I'd always get home with a full stack of Street Passes, so it was cool. It was a good time. And then all of my friends, I convinced them to go and buy New Leaf and play with me. So it was just like the perfect time to be playing Animal Crossing out in the world and just having that experience with other people. I feel like this was the most connected I ever felt to like a, I guess like in-person community of gamers. So it was a cool time. But yeah, I had a few different towns. There's my original town of Haken, which still exists to this day, never deleted it. And then over the years, I bought a couple extra copies of the game, and those one is digital, one is another physical copy. The physical copy that I got, the second physical copy, my original copy is, the base New Leaf that had to get updated with all the Welcome Amiibo stuff, right? The physical copy I got was the Welcome Amiibo update one, and it came with an Amiibo card. I still have that Amiibo card sealed in a box tucked away. It was a KK Slider card. I'm sure Sergio would be very happy about that, but it's my extra KK Slider. I'm never getting rid of it. It's sealed in the original packaging that it came in, so it's just a special little copy for me that I found. Actually, now that I think of it, was that the card that I got in that one? Was it might that might have been a card that I got in the Happy Home Designer box. Oh, now I'm gonna have to double check that for all of you. But I do have a special sealed KK Slider card. That all said, the other copy, the digital copy I got, is also, of course, a Welcome Amiibo copy that I got just later in time. And one of them I played pretty, I guess for YouTube, I want to say I had a little Let's Play event, maybe 16 days or so that I played that game. And it was really fun, honestly. I remember having a good time with it. I remember really liking Leonardo in that town. He was just my bestie in that. Angus and Leonardo really stole my heart in that second playthrough. I loved both of them. I think I had Goose as well, and Goose was also very much a good friend. I get along with the Jock villagers. I don't know what it is about them, but I just kind of do. The other town I had, I wouldn't say it was a town. I'd say that copy I really just used to experiment with things. Not like hacking or anything, but I just really wanted to restart, see all of the different islands and stuff, and just like, I don't know, just do some weird experiments that I come up with, some weird research that I tend to want to do with Animal Crossing games. But I will point out that like this is something I completely miss. I wish this was a thing on the Switch, but the fact that every game card was a different town, a different copy of the game, was really nice because it was so cheap. Like, I got both those other copies for $20 each. So, literally, the price of a full 3DS game got me two games. So, I really like that. Now we have to buy a whole extra Switch to get another island in Animal Crossing, which I've done. I've spent that money. I've got three Switches. Two are mine. One is, of course, my partner's, but it's expensive to have another island, and I really miss that aspect from New Leaf. It's unfortunate. I really thought we were gonna get different profiles, be different islands in that game, but you do what you do, Nintendo, whatever. So yeah, I think I will probably I'm never gonna delete my original Haken from New Leaf. That's gonna stay forever. So one of the other two are gonna be the ones I delete. I mean, I guess at this point I'm not really too attached to that second town with Leonardo and stuff. I have good memories of it. I don't really feel like I need to be attached to it though. So I might say goodbye to that one, but then obviously there's the easy one to say goodbye to, which is like my test pilot town, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'll just say goodbye to Leonardo, start something completely fresh. I did have like a few questions for Nina and I to go through and answer pretty quickly or as slowly as we wanted to. The first one was, are you excited to revisit New Leaf? Why or why not? I am very excited. I have not seen the beginning of this game in a very long time at this point. And I want to have I have my memories of what I thought worked great and what I thought wasn't too great, and I really want to see how that plays out this time around. Now that's like we've gone through a whole nother new Animal Crossing game. Am I gonna feel like New Leaf is lacking compared to New Horizons now? Am I gonna feel like New Leaf had a lot going on that I loved that New Horizons didn't ever get? So I'm really interested to see what my perspective will be on the game post New Horizons. And right now, as far as my memories go, like I remember loving the shops, the unlocks for them. I didn't quite like where they were placed, like kind of separately from everything. Like I still would have liked them integrated into the town. And even New Horizons felt like it fell a little bit short of that, where the shops, like we got some integrated into the town. Now there's the whole offshoot on Harv's Island where there's more shops and a bunch of them are visiting vendors. I feel like my dream of having a huge sprawling town with tons of little shops to visit just didn't quite come true with New Horizons, so I wonder how I feel about the shopping in New Leaf. But I did love the process of unlocking them. That just keeps the excitement going, you know, every new thing you unlock and that sort of thing. Just growing the place. I love that aspect of New Leaf, and I'm really excited to experience that again. I also like the island stuff, the mini games. I want to see how I feel about those this time around. And it just felt like there were just special things that you could only do in certain places in New Leaf, and I like those like secrets and limitations in a way. As far as things that I remember not caring for too much, though, the villager dialogue. I was not impressed with the villager dialogue in that game when I played all those times ago. I don't know, it felt like kind of repetitive after a while. And they all kind of do, but I will say, like, New Horizons, as much hate as it gets for its villager dialogue, like, there's some really good stuff in there if you dig for it. And maybe that's the same with New Leaf. So maybe I just have to go through and dig through it and find it. It can take some work to find that stuff. So I want to see how I feel about that this time around. And I definitely remember all the limitations with decorating. Isabelle, that dog would just say, nope, too close to the river, too close to this house, too close to this bridge, too close to this cliff, too close to this wall, too close to this tree. There's just so many things that she was like, no, you can't build here. And so I'm going to see how I feel about those limitations this time around and the fact that we only can place 30 big public works projects on the island, the town, I guess I should say. We'll see how I feel about that. Obviously, I feel like I'm already getting a little heated about it because New Horizons, that's where that game excels, you know, like no limit decorating to the detriment of the game, to be honest with you. We've all seen the pop-in when people have those busy, busy islands. So, okay, next question. What do you expect with returning to the game? Do you think you'll like it, dislike it, or find any surprises? I honestly think I'll like it. I love every Animal Crossing game, and I especially love returning to the older ones and seeing how they go. And, like, kind of as similar as all the games can be, they're all pretty different from each other, and I'm really interested to see how my daily flow with the game will go this time around. Like, what activities am I going to get into? What am I going to gravitate to in the game? I don't know. I just wonder if I'm going to find any surprises this time around. So it's been a long time. My memories have, of course, faded enough from it that I think it'll feel pretty fresh to me, especially with having a whole Animal Crossing game in between this time. So I just want to see if there's something fresh and what I get into this time around. And then the last question I had for us was, do you have any goals or plans in mind for this playthrough? My goal with this is really just to play daily. I'd like to do some multiplayer with Nina and anybody else who's interested in starting this adventure with us. So, definitely, if you want to play along with us. But yeah, I really just want to hop in, play every day. Maybe I'll do like a little morning stream of New Leaf every single day so you all can hang out, check it out with me and see how you do. But I don't know quite exactly when we're gonna get started. Maybe we all agree to start just this weekend. How about Friday? Let's all start a town on Friday. I'll talk to Nina about this. Like I said, we're separate. We're in a different place. Maybe Friday, maybe Saturday. Look out, just start it, and by next week, let's talk about that first day back at the game. We'll do that. We'll talk about, yeah, at least try to play a day before next Tuesday. Just play a day. We'll talk about how he felt about that, and then yeah, we'll play along with us. Have some fun. Revisit an old game. If you've never played New Leaf, visit it for the first time. New Leaf gets a lot of praise, and it's for good reason. It is a solid experience. It's something that I think you'll love. And honestly, you can play any game, any Animal Crossing game you've missed. Like, go back. Go back and see where all this came from. It's awesome. So yeah, okay. Everybody, let's do a little game club, like a book club, you know? Let's play this game together. Play at least the first day of the game. If you want to start today, go for it. I think I'm out of town right now. I forgot my 3DS. I forgot to write it down on my list of stuff to bring because I wanted to start today because I was like, oh, that makes sense. But I'll see when Nina wants to start it. But I think by Friday, we'll do our first day. So Friday we'll start, and then next Tuesday we'll talk about our first day, maybe first couple days, half week, whatever, what be it. But yeah, if you want to start today, get on it. But I'm really excited to do this with all of you. It's so great. And I guess I should hand the mic over to Nina. I'm just rambling at this point. So here is Nina. She's going to tell you her answers to all of these same things and maybe a little bit extra. So thank you all for checking in, and I'll be right back after Nina.
Hey everyone, this is Nina with my part of the show this week. I'm kind of nervous about doing it myself, so you guys gonna have to go easy on me. But Chewy and I are recording solo because of the holiday weekend. Chewy was traveling, and we were with family, so we're gonna try doing it this way this week. To kind of kick off my segment, I actually got an icebreaker from Islander Phoebe that I'm excited about. She threw a couple at me, but my favorite one was, if you were a potato product, what would you be? And I immediately laughed out loud because potatoes are my favorite food. So I had to answer this one. I think potatoes are a staple for any meal because they kind of lift up every other piece of food that they're with. They're humble, but they add to it too. So I'd be mashed potatoes. I think that probably sounds like a boring answer, but I love mashed potatoes, and I remember loving my grandma's mashed potatoes. So that's my potato answer. I'd love to hear your answers because there's a lot of ways you can cook potatoes. Anyway, we're kind of in no man's land right now for Animal Crossing games and updates, which is not an easy position to be in. This is like when it's the hardest to be an Animal Crossing fan, but also kind of pushes people to be a little more creative in how they like show love to the community and how they play the game, and how they show love to a game that is meaningful to them. So we can't despair too much, even though we'd love to see an update that's not coming or a spin-off or something. We kind of have to dig up new things to do. And I hope you guys liked the bracket. That was our fun thing to do to drum up some ideas. So hopefully we'll do another one in the future. But right now, Chewy had the idea to play through some old Animal Crossing games again, which I'm excited about, because we've got these New Horizons eyes to compare and contrast the older games with, and to kind of change up our palettes a little bit. We've been playing New Horizons for a while now, and for some people, it's gotten really, really stale. So we're gonna try to mix it up a little bit. We agreed starting with New Leaf purely because of its accessibility. We both have 3DSs. We both own multiple copies of that game. and we're both ready to give it a go again. Neither of us have played it since, since New Horizons came out, and for me, even longer than that. So I'm excited to kind of give it a go and see how it has changed for us. I've got a little story. This is like my pre-gameplay or playthrough story of finding my 3DS, because I have the Pop-Tart 3DS from when New Leaf first was released, but it's pretty much unplayable. It's an old lady. And if you press on a certain part of it, it just shuts off no matter what you're doing. So it's an easy way to lose a lot of save data. And I knew I had another system. I knew at one point in my life I had one of the new 3DSs, but I lost it at the laundromat. I forgot it there. And when I remembered where it was and went back, it was gone, of course. So don't have that one. And then like had a vague memory of having another system. So I tore my apartment apart and finally found a 2DS that I had forgotten I had. And it's a cute little system. And I'm sure if you can find one used, they're really cheap now. If you need, you know, any sort of 3DS or 2DS system, there's a lot of really awesome games on it. So I'm excited. I forgot how little it is. Also, the screen is so much smaller than the 3DS. I'm excited to give this little guy a go. So I found my 2DS. I turned it on and was surprised to find that not only was there a New Leaf game loaded, well, and there's a New Leaf cartridge in there already, but the town I have loaded on my 2DS is adorable. So I'm going to kind of give you guys a little run through of the town that I forgot about that I'm going to be saying goodbye to because we're starting over. But it's just this charming little town. My mayor's name is Marigold. The town's name is Fenlock, which I'm kind of in love with. I don't know how I came up with that name. And I think I might be using it for my new playthrough for New Leaf. We'll see. The town fruit is peaches. There's a green office town hall, and there's a brown train station, which I love both of these options because they're kind of more natural looking. Some of the town halls and train stations that are blue in New Leaf are like so blue. They're such like a primary blue that I don't like it. They're like a hard restart for me. But I like these kind of older feeling buildings. Plus, if you keep playing the game, later you can change the look of them, which is super cool. But I do like the traditional look. This town has a southern river that runs west to east horizontally across like the bottom half of the map, which means that the beach is on the south side and the east side of the island, which I also enjoy. But listen to these villagers, you guys. I almost want to just keep playing with this town because of the villagers. But I'm going to delete it. I'm pretty sure I'm going to delete it. Okay, here we go. I've got Pom Pom, Goose, Cesar, Olivia, who's my birthday twin. Very exciting. Molly, Bo, Cat, and Shep. I feel like that's a very heavy hitting lineup. I'm gonna have a hard time saying goodbye, especially to Shep and Olivia. Oh my gosh. I logged in today to find that it was summer solstice on Fenlock. I guess my 2DS is a day ahead because I'm recording on the 20th and I don't think it's the solstice yet. But I just immediately missed this event. We don't have summer solstice in New Horizon, as I know you guys are aware of. And it's a day-long event of sunlight, you know, in opposition to the winter solstice, where we have the day long of nighttime, which is so cool too. The sky is a bright blue. The shadows are right underneath you the whole time, which kind of freaks out my eyes a little bit. It's not the best day for me to play on, but it just immediately was so upset that we didn't get to enjoy this in New Horizons. This is such a simple holiday that I feel like we're missing out on. So it's getting me excited for New Leaf just because of these little things that I get to play again. The other thing that struck me immediately when I booted it up was that my little messy-haired mayor, because I haven't played this town in so long, comes out of my tent yawning and then does a heat reaction. So she's in like a little gray sweater and tights and boots, because I guess I last played in the winter and it's summer solstice. And so her outfit is too hot and she immediately gives you feedback that she needs to change clothes, which is another little reaction that we have missed in New Horizons. Another example of this is I remember that if you were out swimming in your wetsuit in the ocean in the winter, and if you would climb back onto the beach in the winter, your little mayor would shiver a little bit to show you that the water was so cold. Again, these like charming little details are getting me very excited to play New Leaf again. I'm missing it. Gosh, and then a train just went by. Like these, it makes your town feel so like dynamic and full of life. I love the train in this game, and I love that sometimes you have to wait for the arms to go down to get to Main Street. I know we've talked about all of this before, but you know, it's just striking me immediately as I begin playing this game. I'm ready for something new again. So Chewy has some questions for me to answer about our upcoming New Leaf playthrough. His first one being, are you excited to revisit New Leaf? Which obviously I am. I am excited. And I wonder if it's because I've been out of my like daily playing habit for so long. I haven't played New Horizons since January. And I guess I just needed a little brain break from it. But I've been feeling it pull on me more recently, and I've been wanting to play it again. And now that we're doing New Leaf, I'm wondering if it's going to get me wanting to continue to play New Leaf, or if I'm going to really want to play New Horizons instead. I'm interested to see what my reaction to that is. So this playthrough is going to reveal a few things, I think. His second question is, what do you expect with returning to the game? Do you think you'll like it, dislike it, or find any surprises? Which I can only say, I have played this game for thousands of hours, so I'm hopeful to be surprised. Like, it would be delightful to be surprised by this game. I feel like there's nothing that I've forgotten, but I'm sure that, you know, something will come across and it'll spark a memory and I'll be excited for it. So we'll see. I'm also kind of struck already by how pixelated it looked. I can remember when this game first came out, it was like high tech Animal Crossing. It didn't seem as pixelated as it does now. It looked like smooth and beautiful and full of detail, which there is still a lot of detail for how small the screens are. But I'm interested of if it's going to feel really different playing it on the 2DS screen. And if it has much of a difference, actually, I'm not sure about the differences in the screens. I just think maybe it's a size difference. Anyways, I just can't wait to play it again. I think it's going to be interesting to see, you know, just visually how different it is too. Number three, the third question is, do you have any goals or plans in mind for this playthrough? So I have a short-term goal and a long-term goal that I think are going to need to be important for me, just so that I keep consistent with this game. My short-term goal is to play every day for the first 30 days. So the first month, I really need to give this game a chance, I think, which is going to be tricky because I still have 2 weeks left of summer camps that I'm teaching. I really don't have a vacation until July, but I want to give it a go. It deserves those 30 days to at least get my town developed enough to really get into it, into my playthrough. And then my long-term goal is that if this town doesn't spark me to play New Horizons more and to get back into Bergamot, my New Horizons town, I want to play it through to New Year's Eve at least. I want to give it, you know, all the good holidays again. I want to play Harvest Fest. I want to play Halloween. I want to play Toy Day. And I know there's lots of very small little holidays in there too that Isabel does out on the plaza. So it'll be interesting to see what those are like, to revisit them, even though I've played them multiple times before. I just want to kind of see the differences from New Horizons. It's going to be good, you guys. I'm ready to get started. I wonder if I'll start tonight. Maybe tonight or tomorrow I'm going to start my new town and figure out my mayor's name. But I think I will stick with the name Fenlock for the town name. If you guys have access to a 2DS or a 3DS, or have the ability to find one to use somewhere and buy, please start playing through New Leaf with us. I'd love to hear your guys' thoughts as you go through and discover things while we're discovering things, especially if you've never played New Leaf before. I don't know. Join in. I think it could be really interesting. Maybe we'll make a channel in the Discord for this. I've got to talk to Chewy about that. But, you know, the best experience is a shared experience. So join in with us. Anyways, that's it from me for this week, I guess. Hope you guys are doing great and enjoying our brand new summer. And see you all next time.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Usually we end the show with Haken's Islander Corner. This week, I did not get a chance to post it, so for any patrons listening here, head over to Patreon. It should be up by the time this is out, but let us know what you prefer, indoor decorating or outdoor decorating. Do you prefer that? And if it's not out by the time you listen to this, it will be out before the next episode, so you can answer. But yeah, get that in your minds, and we will do a Haken's Islander Corner next week. As for now, I guess just enjoy your time, have a good day. Once again, apologize for getting this episode up so late, but hopefully it'll be worth it. It'll be worth this adventure of playing New Leaf once again. And thank you all so much for tuning in to this episode of Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. If you're sad to see us go, join us over on Discord. You can talk with other people who love Animal Crossing as much as you do, including Nina and me. Want to support Haken in a bigger way and tell us your answers in the Haken Islander Corner? Head over to patreon.com/chewyplays. $1 goes a long way to making this show even better and includes tons of goodies for you to enjoy. Get a special role on Discord, read a monthly newsletter, and get many other great rewards. We really appreciate the support and put your money towards some great things on the show. If you're listening on YouTube, you can go ahead and answer last week's question, who do you want your adoptive father to be in Animal Crossing? Reviews really help the show get discovered by more people. Please leave a review on your platform of choice and let us know how we're doing. Haken is a Wild production brought to you by Chewy, Sergio, Nina, and all of our patrons. We thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great week.